Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, today we have that. It's our exciting day of the month when we have spiritual medium Laura Lee, who you all know and love so well. She's back on the show today, and we have a couple things to talk about. We have callers waiting. And Laura had a very successful spirit salon, so I'm sure some of you were there. And I think she's going to be hosting another one, and she will tell you all about that. So let's get started. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. So what are we talking about today?
Hey, let's talk about keeping cool. Keeping cool in heated situations because it's getting hot out there, and I'm not talking about just summer temperatures, although that's a fact too. Things are starting to heat up out there, and it's really hard to stay cool during the summer months, especially like myself. I happen to be down south where it's very extremely hot, and I can't keep cool.
Right. Same here in South Florida.
About.
Right. Same here.
I can't keep cool, and I'm praying to God it's not, menopausal stuff. So I'm still kind of thinking I'm hovering in those younger years where I don't have to deal with that yet. But anyway,
once it starts, you're just hot all the time.
But I'm talking about is the temperatures that are rising right now. In our social climate and how it's affecting us personally because, temperatures are rising not only with ourselves sometimes in situations but the people around us and people around our community and in the country. And all this has a collective effect on the consciousness and it comes out as an expression of anger. Fear can come out as an expression of anger. And how do we deal with these, situations and start a dialogue instead of getting to a point where it's at a boiling point? And some of the things I just want to point out that are an example of what's happening out there right now and is it can actually influence our day-to-day lives, even with the people in our lives, is the political climate. You know, that's for one. That's an obvious one right now. Orlando, that's a good hot spot right now. Stanford, California, big hot spot right now. And there's ways that we, as humans, can diffuse this heated situation. And I got to say, as humans, it's just natural we express anger anyway. And it's okay to do so, but there comes a point where it starts to boil over, and we got to know how and when to back down and diffuse the fire. So today I'm going to talk about some of the ways that angels have shared with me some practical ways that we can diffuse the fire that we don't think about when we're in the situation. And then I have some spiritual applications as well that I think would be beneficial to share so that we can try to practice them in our own lives. So that's what today's subject is about.
Okay. Well, that sounds so good and so right on to what everybody's experiencing and thinking about. And you're right. We are in a huge heated situation as a world, especially
right.
as a country right now. Are you ready
and
to
you know,
start taking caller?
Mean,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to add, I mean, on a day-to-day basis, I even get into heated conflicts with, let's just say, a kid, you know, my own child. It could be even a situation with a family member. So, I mean, there's ways to manage it in order to diffuse the situation so some sort of compromise or situation can come out of it without it escalating to a place where it either hurts the person emotionally, mentally, or physically. So,
right. There are skills to arguing. And
yes, there are.
Yes, there really
there are.
There should be rules to arguing. So, we'll get to that, but actually I wrote an article
right.
about that, how to argue effectively, and I think I did a show about it back in 2012. But anyway,
right.
well, let's, you want to start taking callers? Because we have four anxious
let's
people waiting.
It.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Good morning, area code 916. How are you, and what is your name?
Good morning. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I'm very, very concerned. I've been seeking employment. I did download my resume to school's financial credit union last week, and I did a really good job, but then I forgot to include my resume, so I called Human Resources, and they agreed I could send the attachment to them, which I think works for me because then the hiring manager will notice my resume. And also, yesterday, a temp agency was supposed to give me an appointment for TriWest for a call center. These are both call center jobs, and it didn't happen. I don't know if he's going to call me today and set it up, but do you see any employment soon, I hope?
Do you work part-time right now?
I do not work at all. However, to get my foot in the door, I would accept a part-time position.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. I'm sorry to hear that you're unemployed, and I hear the panic in your voice. But I see you moving into – the reason why I said the part-time, I see you moving into a part-time position, and maybe that turns into something more as time goes on, but it's like a temporary type role. So I'm glad you even said that it was, you're with a temp agency because I think you're going to find work through that venue. And as I say this, also, Wendy, are you right-handed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You have a gentleman on your paternal side who's coming forth. And I would say this is the father's side, okay, if that makes sense to you. On the
My
other
beloved
side.
Father yes.
I'm talking about the spiritual realm, babe.
Yes.
My
father passed several years
yes.
ago. His name is Ralph.
He's with you. He's been through a period of time where I think he panicked without work or something of that sort, and there was a time. So he's coming to assist you in this manner, okay? So I want you to stay calm and collect because, of course, your panic's just going to cause more stress and the longer the time. But the more you go out and do things to enjoy life and get your mind off of it, the faster things are going to come to you, okay? So, like, if you're in Sacramento, California, I know you're near the mountains, go out for a walk in nature. Gosh, that's one of my favorite places out there in California. So I would recommend doing that. But here's the other thing that came to mind when you were telling me this whole load of, sending attachments and stuff like that. In this climate today, you have to be 10 times more than the other person who's sending in an attachment or a resume online. If you're within driving distance to this institution, I highly recommend you get yourself dressed up, walk in that door, and talk to the hiring manager one-on-one.
Okay.
Do not
all right.
wait and send it as an attachment. Today's climate, everybody out there scrambling, hustling to find work, you got to take, you got to go the extra mile, and that's my recommendation in this climate. But I think work's coming soon to you, like right around the corner. It's probably going to be around, early to mid-summer. It's going to be temporary. And based on your based on your
performance,
job performance, mm-hmm. yes, performance, that's the right word, your work will continue with that institution, so don't worry about it, okay?
So I will be able to mm-hmm. become permanent mm-hmm. at this position?
Yes. No, it okay. just depends on your performance, okay? So based
right.
on your performance, and as I say that, your dad was very sick, right? Your dad was very sick.
Yes.
Before his transition. Okay, there's your confirmation, because I see him, out and having a very difficult time with his transition, which he says he's good. So there's your confirmation to the message. And, Wendy, we got to move on to the next caller. Thanks for calling in.
I thank my beloved father for coming through. And will Bonnie call me from the credit union then?
You know what? I wouldn't count on that as much as the temporary. But I would walk
okay.
into those institutions. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Okay, we have a caller from
mm-hmm.
area code 386. Good morning. How are you? What is your name?
Good morning. How are you?
We're
Good
great.
Morning.
What
Who are
is
talking
your
to?
What is your name?
My name's Arlene, and I'm from North Florida.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hi, Arlene.
Hi.
My state.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're South Florida.
I'm South Florida. So the craziness was happening in Central Florida, but, you and I are above and below it. So, Arlene, what is your question for Laura today?
Well, I am going to be purchasing a house. And there's a few areas that I was thinking of, and I just found one that's very reasonable, and I was kind of wondering if that's the one I'm going to get.
Oh, right in on it. Is it Darlene or Arlene?
Arlene with an A.
Arlene. Real quick, before we go into the house situation, you're right-handed as well, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just want to confirm. I got two ladies who are hovering over to your left side, maternal. They first came to me when you first started talking. Was there somebody in the family who had, I don't know if it was like a dementia-type disease or challenge with, remembering things, very forgetful? Does that run down that side of the family?
I can't think of anybody that did. My mother at the very end was having problems like that. But
okay, well, that's her, honey. It's her, okay?
My mother?
That's the maternal side. Yes, yes. If she had problems with it, that's her coming through, okay?
It wasn't for very long, maybe the last month.
That's all right. That's just to confirm it's her, okay? Because I got two women on maternal side, mom, then I have a sister like aunt, okay? So right alongside of her. So, so as I may mention that, they come right through, and in response to this question. And the first thing I get is there a garden associated with this? Because I feel like there was something to do with gardening. I don't know if that's flowers or vegetables. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I would be growing flowers and vegetables, so I want something nice
okay,
little
so you
yard
want,
that I could do
it
that.
It has a little, right, that has a little space. Does this place have it?
It does have a space in the back, and it's the cheapest one. I mean, it's very reasonable.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Unbelievably
But do
reasonable.
You love it? I don't get the love. It's cheap, but you don't get the love.
I don't know if I love it or not. I'll have a video of it this evening being sent.
Arlene, you would know you love it when you see it.
Well,
okay,
not,
you don't even have to go. You don't even have to go in to see it. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you, you're going to love it when you see it. I don't know if this is necessarily it. Okay,
well,
because you can talk
with
about
the video on that.
What part of me?
I said I'll know this evening after I receive the video. See, I'm moving out of state, and I'm buying sight unseen with the video and having an inspector.
I think there's the gardening was just a confirmation and validation to what I was suggesting as far as buying the house. So I hope you received that as part of the message. Okay.
Okay.
So I don't get the love. So when you get the total love, and you'll know sight. I mean, you don't even have to look inside. You'll see the front, and you'll go, I love it. And the price might be a little iffy, but you'll get it worked to the point that you want, and you'll be able to have this amazing vegetable flower garden. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy. Okay. So let's talk a little more about the keeping cool and
keeping
heated
cool
situations.
Right. Well, two things. These are the practical ones that came to me when the subject matter came to mind, because I was actually really overheated that day, not in the matter because I was angry, but because I was actually really hot. So, and this idea came because, you know, every time I look at the papers myself or the news, I get pissed, okay? And I start to get angry and people around me scatter. So one of the things that came down as a download is two things. And I know a lot of you guys out there probably know who Wayne Dyer is. God bless his soul. He's gone now. But I used to travel and tour with him. And one of the things he gave me as advice, and I've never let it go, is he said, thank you. One of the things you can express to somebody to diffuse a heated situation between two people is say, thank you for your heartfelt opinion. I'll take it into consideration.
Hmm.
Thank you for your heartfelt opinion. Isn't it beautiful? Thank you for your heartfelt opinion. I'll take it into consideration. And that will just stun the other person. If you can remember to say it, that will just stun the other person, because it was like you were actually listened to them, okay? Which is another, proposed plan, is just to stop talking and just listen, which is very hard for a lot of people to do because they want to get in and justify and everything, but that's our ego. But if you can just stop talking and just listen and then make that kind of comment, you've pulled out a miracle, I promise you. Okay, the second thing that downloaded to me regarding a practical thing is to say these words. We will talk again when I can come back and talk like an adult. We can talk again when I can come back and talk like an adult, okay? A calm adult. And then get the hell out of this situation, because it is hell. Isn't it, when we get into those heated situations?
Yes.
Immediately, if it starts to get overheated, there's a reason. Intuitively, get the heck out of the situation. Walk out. That's one of the ways we can choose consciously to diffuse the situation. And then go make yourself some lemonade, literally. So those are two of the practical things. And then I'm going to share, before we end and close today, two spiritual things that really combat fear. And it doesn't cost us anything. And it's just something that will just knock it out of the ballpark and create miracles in your life. So two more things coming up about the spiritual realm.
Okay, great.
Okay.
You know, that second thing that you said, we will talk again when I can talk like a calm adult. What happens if the person follows us? You know, sometimes when you're in an argument, that person doesn't want to let it go, and they follow you. What do you do?
Know,
shut yourself off in a room? Get in the car and drive away?
I totally get you. And, I've had a lot of strong women in my life. I come from a very strong family where everybody has an opinion on something. So I physically and have learned from even some of the people in my life, and I know they say this isn't always the best, but it is if the situation gets out, is walk out. I mean, literally, go take a walk around the block or get in your car and drive away, go to a park, go someplace where you can diffuse it and turn up your energy before you walk back into the situation. And it actually does diffuse things. So, and come more from a heart place. So,
right.
That's
and always come back, because if you come back to it, then that person learns that you're responsible and you will come back to it, that you're not abandoning the issue. So that's important.
Right.
All righty. Let's take another caller. We have, come on, clicker. We have area code 509. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, it's hard, though.
Hi. I was looking on the reading this stuff on Blog Talk, and you're actually a very pretty lady. I just wanted to say that really quickly.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. I needed that today. That was a nice little message.
Oh, that was so nice to say. What is your name, first?
Erica.
Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Okay.
What can we do for you?
I'm just, I'm like prepping, getting ready to go to work because my boss just texted me. She's like, can you be in 15 minutes before? So I'm like rushing, but I was just wondering what you see in terms of love. Like, do you see anyone coming like worthwhile, or is that just not like think that, or I don't know.
Big surprise. That doesn't surprise me at all, Erica, that you would ask that question. Let me see here. Yeah, so it's been a long time since you've had maybe a relationship that has sustained, you know, for any length of time. They all seem really short blips. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm a very picky girl.
That's okay. That's fine. You know, that's totally fine. But let me ask you this. Was there a divorce down the family line somewhere, Erica?
My mom, she left my dad.
Right. I would start there. I would start there. And I'm talking for a long, you know, relationship. I mean, for something for you to grow into later on so that you can heal yourself and actually sustain a relationship. I think something there with that dynamic with your mom and dad kind of damaged your heart. Now, I'm not going to say, maybe that's the wrong word, damaged your heart. Might have hurt your heart in such a way that you might keep up a wall around you. Okay. So I want you to be cognizant of this, okay, and maybe it, you know, needs to do some sort of work on it, just to be aware that when you go into the next relationship, to be maybe a little bit more open and receptive, okay, than you would have been in the past, okay? The other thing, too, is, Erica, I can tell that your age, you're very young still. You might still be going out and hanging out with friends. Maybe it might be outward, out somewhere at parties or something like that, where there's a lot of people engaging in a social situation like a party, okay? So I feel like the next person, and I feel like there's more of that coming up, obviously, for the summer months for you. But I feel like the next person who's going to come in is going to come in through that kind of dynamic, and it's going to be a connection between another friend of yours, okay? Is there a Lucy or a Lucille in your family or around you, a Lucy or a Lucille?
I don't think so, no.
Lucy, Lucille. Is there somebody around work or something like that? Because that's a strong name I get.
I just started my job yesterday, actually, at the governor's office. So,
oh, awesome.
I don't know.
Good for you. Okay, well, pay attention.
I'm meeting a ton of people. Yeah.
Okay, well, very good. Pay attention to the name Lucy Lucy. I'd love to hear back from you, okay? So, but anyway, the confirmation to all this was the divorce, okay? That seemed to impact you greatly in regards to relationships and how you view them. All right?
Okay. Is there a time frame to that?
Like I said, beginning to midsummer, I feel like there's going to be a shift with a party scene, and I feel like you're going to be introduced to somebody. Somebody's going to know somebody, and there's a name around it, Lucy Lucille. Okay?
Okay.
I think Erica, this is going to be on podcast, so you can always revisit. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
I just know we got another caller waiting. I want to make sure we
do.
Get everybody
we
in.
Do. We do. We do. Okay.
Hi.
This is for the caller who has been holding about a half an hour. I'm only seeing 1111111111.
That's an awesome number.
Yes, it's a great number. Sometimes if you call through Skype, we sometimes get that. So if you haven't spoken to us yet, speak up.
I am. I'm here.
Okay, great. What is your name?
Hi, who are we talking to?
Yeah, my name is Patty, and I have a similar question to the other caller, is that I'm actually in the process of building a house, and I've just had an enormous amount of frustration, and I'm wondering if I'm done with it or there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, no, don't give up. Hey, let me put it this way, Patty. When I don't know how woo-woo, how spiritual you are, but whenever we hear the 1111, that's an angel message. That's the angels coming through to say, taking a snapshot of our thoughts right at this moment. So everybody, take a moment real quickly. What is it that you want as your final outcome? Say it right now or think it real quickly and put it out there. So I don't think you should ever, ever give up. You know, this is teaching you something, obviously, you know, to get through the hump. And I think you'll be grateful and rewarded when you push it all the way to the end, okay? And, you know, I give you credit. I mean, building a house, doing renovations, I've been there. That stuff sucks.
Oh,
you know, I mean, unless you know, you're a builder and a developer and you really get into it. But I thought it was going to be my thing after doing HGTV. I'm a big HGTV person. I can spend hours doing it. But once I did it, I'm like, this is not my stuff. So, I mean, Patty, I think you just keep forging ahead because I think you're going to see a transition. And as I say that, is there somebody else who was into carpeting or not carpeting? That was a carpenter or handy around the house, a male around you as a husband, a father figure that was very good at this stuff?
Not my family.
Okay, anybody around? Pardon me? You outsource it.
Yeah.
But somebody around, do you have a partner or somebody around who's into that, or is that you?
No. I'm not. I'm into it. Because I have to be. I'm like you. It looks good on TV until you get into it. No one I can think of.
Oh, so you're actually doing it yourself. You're in there doing it as well. You're hammering and doing the work physically.
Oh, no. I have a contractor. Just the day-to-day scheduling with him and making sure his people are show
mm-hmm.
up and the issues
uh-huh.
that have happened have just been.
Okay. Well, did you have a partner? Because I see it around you. I see a male figure who's doing this, who's very close to you. Maybe it's more than, I feel like it's more than just, you know, a contractor.
Well, my brother is actually doing the same thing in a different location.
Okay. Is he involved? Is he involved
no.
doing it physically?
No.
Okay, I see it. I see it. So I'm just saying it's somebody in the family that might have done this too, even though you've got contractors as well. So maybe it just means another person in the family. It could be your brother who's also involved in building the job. I think you should just continue and proceed, okay? Did your father build as well at one point?
No, but we lived near people who did.
Okay. And your father, he's still physically with us?
No, he's passed.
Oh, he's on the other side. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't pick it up. I just get that you've got somebody else in the family that's doing it, and maybe that was just that he's hiring contractors. But you might want to ask him if he's picked up a hammer or done something here or there, because that's how I see it. I feel like it's a family member, okay, and that you need to proceed. And maybe he's a good sounding board for you to get over this hump, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Patty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Patty. So that takes care of... Okay. That takes care of our callers. So now we can finish talking about the whole keeping cool and all the other things we'd like to talk about today.
Right.
We have some time.
So we were talking about keeping cool in heated situations, and I've got two more spiritual ways that we can shift the energy, because everything's energy, and we can consciously choose our thoughts. And I know sometimes that can be hard, especially when we're in a heated situation, but love overrides fear, bar none. So there's a saying or quote, peace begins with me, and things aren't going to change sometimes until you find your sense and your grounding in peace. So there's a couple ways to do it. When you're walked away from the situation already, and you're already at that point where you walked away and you've dissipated the heat, or in that manner, and or there's no closure over this, I would highly recommend the love laser trick. And we've talked about this in previous shows, but the love laser is where you take a deep inhale and you focus on the person right before you. Visualize them. And if anybody right now is in a heated situation or a dynamic with somebody right now, this is a good time to do it. Just pretend like that person's standing before you. And then take a deep inhale. And on the exhale, just see your heart laser beam light from your heart to that other person. And you do that like three times and send them love and light until they just diffuse in this light. And I promise you, you will see a miracle. I promise you, you walk into that situation. If you can remember to do that while you're in the heated situation, within minutes, you'll see the dynamic blow apart and actually diffuse.
Mm.
I've seen that happen. But you have to.
That might be a really good thing for customer service, Laura.
Yes, it's really hard. It's really hard to do when you're in the well, I'm saying it's hard because, you know, you really got to be conscious. So, you know, when
right.
The more I meditate over the years, the more conscious I've become that I can stand back and I don't react in the way that I used to when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I can consciously choose a different alternative and an outcome. The other thing, too, is just asking your guides or your angels around you, whoever you want to call forth, the deity that you find is very powerful in your life, if there is one, and just ask that you remain calm. You can say this little prayer and say, help me speak from my heart so it's connected and there's communications between the hearts of both of us so we can understand and comprehend so we can move past this. And I promise you that too, that second point will work wonders just as well. Because, you know, you could go back into the situation, be all calm, and then also escalate right back up to that boiling point again, right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
and I've learned to think before I talk. So I talk slower than I normally would because I'm choosing my words so that they will have,
you
know, the outcome that I want them to have. So that's if we do that, we can maybe avoid insulting or, you know, attacking another person when we really don't mean to do that.
Right. I mean, and that's the boiling point. The boiling point is what we're seeing right now is violence, you know, name calling, that's abuse. When it gets that pushing, shoving, when it gets to that point, you know you're at boiling point.
Right.
Even screaming, actually. Screaming is boiling point.
That's true.
So I'm only laughing because we've all experienced, you know, at one point or another, these
right.
boiling points. So when it's getting hot in here, get the hell out. So
that's better than it's getting hot in here, let's take off all our clothes, because that was a song, you know?
Oh, that would work, too. That might work. That might shift everything.
You know something? It could. Sometimes that could work very well.
Right. It just depends on who's standing there.
That's true. That's very true. So those are two really good methods. So actually, we don't have any more callers, so we can chat a little bit more.
Good.
Yeah, we can chat a little bit more. So I know that you would like, you know, we've been, every month we've been saying a prayer for this this child, this girl who's been missing, and I know that you would like to do that. Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, we've been having some challenges that I've been trying to help break through on finding a child that's gone missing for a really long time right now, and we've got to find a way to clear the roadblocks, and I've been doing everything metaphysically, physically in my power, and it would help if I could get a collective audience to take a moment and just pray for Inga G's immediate return home. And personally for me, I do the visualization. I feel it from my heart. But the more people who gather around this and send the energy towards this child return home, the more likely we're going to see a miracle. And I would be more than happy to share with everybody on air soon, I hope, that, you know, she's been recovered. So it's just heartbreaking, and I hear from an outpour of people, and, you know, sometimes our hands are tied. And so anyway, if everybody could take a moment, I'd appreciate Inga G's return home. I do it a lot on my Facebook page, and I know we have a lot of other things that are going on out there, but if you could just take a moment just to ask for her return, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Let's just all do that right now. Okay. Why does spirit not come through clearly on these kind of things?
I think it does eventually. You know, and I think they're working on things, and I think the truth always comes out. And just not in the time we expected. And space and time has no boundaries as far as the universe is concerned. There's just other things that are blocking it and, you know, other things that have to take place. And it's usually because of a collective souls that are working together. You know, everybody's got their learning lessons. I know people in my life who've stopped praying and given up for, you know, prayer and faith because of situations like this. Like, for instance, where's God when, you know, a situation or a tragedy like this happens to a family, or the instances that took place in Orlando just recently, you know, where's God in those situations? I think God's, you know, if whatever you want to call it, the creator, the universal spirit is present and lives through all of us and everything. And I believe that our expressions and whatever is manifested is for the highest good of the souls around for our evolution. And I know that's difficult to understand even with a child's involvement like this. But I, you know, there's no such thing as death when we're talking about, you know, dearly departed in the spirit's world. As far as I'm concerned, it's all still here. It's just another dimension on top of each
right.
other.
I mean, it is said that, you know, past, present, and future are all coexisting at the same
all
time.
One. Yeah, they
all
are.
One.
It's mind-boggling. It's something I don't think we could ever even comprehend with our mind. You know, I saw a movie just recently that was wonderful. It was Interstellar, I think, with Matthew McConaughey. And I love that movie because they tried to convey this message about past, present, and future coming together. And it was pretty complicated. I've seen it maybe 3-4 times now, but I just love that message. If anybody gets a chance, that's a worthwhile movie to watch.
That sounds good. You watch a lot of movies, don't you, Laura?
Oh, I love movies. Yeah, storytelling's great.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes
so, you
get
know,
across. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to. I was just going to, you know, briefly bring up Orlando, and you know, what does Spirit say when so many souls depart at the same time, or transition at the same time?
Well, for one, you know, that leaves a big dark hole in the heart of Orlando, and you know, that trauma is going to require a lot of clearing and healing for sure, just like it was in 9/11. And so there's unresolved issues with some of these souls, you know, for one thing. And I hope that the families get the help that they need to transition through this grief in some way, in some manner. But I also think it's to raise higher consciousness and awareness about the cause, especially some of the causes that are at the heart of our nation right now. We're talking gun control. We're talking about bigotry. We're talking about hate. We're talking about lesbian and gay rights right now on a social scale. So there's a lot of issues at stake that these souls, I don't think they died in vain for sure. And it's, again, very hard to communicate, especially if it touches a family. But I think those issues have been raised to a light and a level on a global way, because I just saw beautiful pictures from all over the world where buildings were lit up in rainbow colors in honor of Orlando.
Oh, beautiful.
So this issue has, and it gives me, you know, a warm heart when I say that, because this issue is not just on a local level. It is a worldwide level.
That's
and
true.
An
That's
issue
true.
At so much of the fighting that's happening on a world scope. And
right.
So.
Okay. So we have to, I want to give you a chance to just briefly talk about your Spirit Salon, and then we have to go.
Oh. All right. We have a Spirit Salon scheduled mid-September. I think it's the 18th. And that's a group reading, and you can learn more information on my website. So stay tuned for more information on that.
Okay,
website,
and the group reading is done by telecast or online,
yeah,
it's right?
Teleconference. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
Just call in from
Excellent.
Your own.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. It's always wonderful.
Thank you.
The Spirit gave us a lot of great information today, a lot of things to help us. So I thank you, and I thank Spirit, and we look forward to the next time. You and I have to talk. July, we've got to talk about July. So,
okay,
so
very good.
The date,
we will.
The date is to be announced, so stay posted,
yes.
Everyone. Okay, thanks.
Thank
have a
you,
wonderful
Randy.
Day.
Bye, everybody.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye. So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Love Your Life. Also, my website is randygfine.com. And if you have not visited it, you certainly will want to, because there are articles about spirituality, relationships, inspiration, all kinds of things that will lift you up or perhaps relate to the issues that you're having. If you're not familiar with who I am, I do counseling specializing in narcissistic abuse, codependency, but issues from the past that are hanging you up, you know, in present life. So if you visit randygfine.com and you just look at the tabs, there's all kinds of things to connect you. I also have a page on Facebook for Empath Society. If you feel like you're a highly sensitive person and perhaps an empath, you might want to check that out, Empath Society on Facebook. And I'm also Randy G. Fine on Facebook, so check all these things out. So anyway, thanks again. All my shows are archived after broadcasting, so you can listen to them on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. I am also an author and, as I said, a life issues counselor, and I'm signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be